producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. How we doing? Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's leap year, or do we call it leap day today? I don't really get this. So I guess February 29th is a day that only exists once every 4 years. A lot of us don't know what the heck it's all about. Why? You know, when was it, I guess, determined that we're going to screw up the calendar like we do? Are we going to get paid extra because we get an extra day? So this is very interesting. The Telegraph has all the kind of cool details on what February 29th is. Pretty interesting stuff. They got a picture of a frog leaping. I don't think it has anything to do with the frog. They say the Gregorian calendar has this disparity with the solar system. And many of us already kind of know this reasoning. I guess the complete orbit of the Earth around the sun takes 365.2422 days to complete. Yet our calendar, the Gregorian calendar, uses 365 days. So what are we supposed to do with the .242, which is close to a quarter or a fourth? So they add, I guess, an extra day every 4 years to keep our clocks and our calendars in sync with the Earth. However, we're overshooting. And I'll tell you what we do later, because we overshoot. You see, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of think about this stuff a lot. You know, I'm like, wait a second here, okay? You know, maybe today really isn't February, but we screwed up all along and it's actually June. Kind of makes you wonder, because it's kind of hot outside right now for us. So they say the Roman calendar, I apologize, I still have my cold. The Roman calendar used to have 365 days with an extra 22-day month. Boy, that would have really messed you up if you were having your period. This was every 2 years. There was an extra 22-day month until Julius Caesar became emperor, right? And he ordered his Alexandrian astronomer Sosigenes, right? Is that how you pronounce it? To devise something better. He was like, this is ridiculous. My wife is driving me crazy. Do something. So Sosigenes decided on a 365-day year, giving an extra day every 4 years to incorporate the extra hours. How did they know? This is what blows our mind. I mean, we have NASA to figure out the exact orbit. But I guess back then, if you don't have Google, you have nothing better to do than to study the sun and the stars. So maybe they really knew what they were doing. So February 29th was born back in the Julius Caesar days, first century. So in 46 BC, Julius Caesar, no, 46 BC, that would have been first century, that'd be before. 46 BC, Julius Caesar featured a self-decreed, calendar system where the leap day, so I guess 46 BC would have probably been, I guess, the time that it was discovered or decided. Yet, Earth is not exactly, I guess, a year on Earth is not exactly 365.25 days long, according to Pope Gregory the 13th. I'm doing my Roman numerals. I'm reading this as I go. Pope Gregory the 13th astronomer said, They decided to lose 3 days every 400 years when they introduced the Gregorian calendar in 1582. So here we are, 1,500 years later, and Pope Gregory's like, ah. So they figured it out, and I guess now, why the fight on February? Okay, they say all the other months in the Julian calendar, the Julian Caesar calendar, right, has 30 or 31 days. But February lost out to Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus, okay? February used to have 30 days, and the month was named after, was February named after, I'm not sure who it was. August only had 29 days. When Caesar Augustus became emperor, he was like, oh, heck to the no, and then he added 2 days to his month so that August would be the same month as July. I could see that. If there was a Dali a month, I wouldn't want it a little quick bidding month. I would want it to be a real juicy, robust month. But then on the flip side, look at all the publicity you get. Everybody talks about February. This whole leap year thing gives February so many headlines that maybe it is better to have a shorter month. So February lost out to August when Augustus changed it, and that's why February is the one with less years. Now, centuries ago, if you were a woman, okay, an Irish nun called St. Bridget complained to St. Patrick that women had to wait too long for their suitors to propose. St. Patrick said, fine, women will get to ask a man to marry them on leap day. So by the 19th century, this seemed to be a pretty, I guess, I don't want to say common thing because it was only once every 4 years, but this was something where there was a law that allowed unmarried women the freedom to propose, oh, I see, during a leap year, not just on leap day. If you were a man who refused, this is now according to Scottish law in 1288, you were handed a fine. Now, we don't know if this is really true, okay? If there's no record of the law, but I guess there's rumors that if a woman asked you to marry her on leap year and you said no, you were given a fine. So women got to propose. Oh, my gosh. Wow. They said women might have even been able to wear breeches or whatever. So I don't know. It's a kind of a Sadie Hawkins type of thing. Now, leap year technically shouldn't be every 4 years. Okay. And get this. Okay. Say the year 1700, 1800, and 1900 are not allowed to be leap years, which means 2100 is probably not going to be a leap year. They say the leap year is every year that is divisible by 4, except for years that are both divisible by 100, but not divisible by 400. Okay, so basically, if you overcorrected, they said, when you did this every 4 years, you get an extra day. Don't ask about the math, but you overcorrected. So they go, wait a second, no. So only certain century marks get to do the leap year, or not. I'm still confused. Either way, I would like to get paid more. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while I was nursing my sinus infection, and boy, did that stink. By the way, I don't know if you guys, you know, take medicine. But I got to tell you, I am looking right now at the medicine that I have to take. You guys hear it? Okay, that's only, like, maybe 6 pills. And look at the sound it makes. Hold on. You hear that? You hear that? You know why it makes that sound? Only 6 pills? Because it's augmented. These pills are about an inch long. An inch. And they're about a centimeter wide. How do you swallow these things? Maybe that's why people say some antibiotics are resistant. It's not that they're resistant. It's just you can't get them down. Lord have mercy. And then, of course, it gave me diarrhea. So I had a kind of a very, very kind of fun weekend. But I got to tell you something. It started out awesome. Divas Day Out. I don't know if any of you guys live in Las Vegas, but if you do, Beasley Broadcasting has this big Divas Day Out where ladies get to come and they get to, you know, go shopping and all sorts of booths and goodies. But Thunder Down Under was there. Okay, Mark Deegan and his crew of gorgeous guys were there dancing, and I posted some pictures of us on Facebook, and that was, you should have seen women scream. There were 75-year-old women screaming, ready to pull off their underwear and throw it at these guys. You know, they were pretty good. They could dance. Not only do they look good, and not only were they very well toned, but they danced, and they danced in unison for the most part. It's hard because it's not their typical stage. It's a smaller stage. And then, of course, they took off most of their clothes. One guy even flashed the crowd his tushy, and boy, did the girls go absolutely crazy. But I got to tell you, you know, it's not that, you know, I've never been to a strip club, okay? I know a lot of girls go with their guys to strip clubs so they, you know, they see what it's about and they, you know, I guess, you know, see their man get all turned on or whatever. I've never gone. Corey has never asked me to go to a strip club with him. He says he doesn't go to those things. I'm like, yeah, right. But he doesn't. He, you know, look, he's got me, okay? I'm all the sexy he needs. But, I mean, it, to me, it's very, very, yeah, it wasn't like dirty or anything like that. You know, I once went to a show where there were some guy strippers. My aunt, it was my aunt's birthday. So she and all her friends I was visiting were taking her for her birthday to the, I guess to see the Mail Review. And I could not believe the women. Now, my impression in regular strip clubs where women are stripping, that the men, they can't be sitting there screaming and trying to touch. And my guess is there's bouncers and there's a lot of security. So you have to stay in your seat and you need to behave. This was about 20 years ago. The women were not behaving. Okay. These women, I think women can be worse than men in a heartbeat when it comes to, you know, yesterday or the day before, you know, they were still more low key, but I just remember seeing women start to strip and throw themselves in front of these guys. What is it? I'm like, guy, come on, you're in public, stop it. So I found that to be very amazing. So for, you know, any of you men doing these Mail Reviews, whether it's Chippendales or Thunder Down Under, I have to tell you kudos to your coming up with a niche in entertainment, because I think there are possibly more women interested in that than guys are going to a club where they have to sit with their hands folded nicely in their lap with bouncers all around watching you while you're trying to watch the show. There's usually not a lot of security around when, you know, these guys are dancing and women just start going crazy. But anyway, so Thunder Down Under, great job. Also, Frank Marino and Diva Las Vegas. If you guys are ever in Vegas, you have got to check out the show. Frank Marino, I've known for a long time. He is talented. And I don't know if they call it a drag queen review or, but these, I mean, okay, you got Patti LaBelle, you got Barbra Streisand, you got Katy Perry, and I mean, just phenomenal. The way they look, it's amazing. Frank Marino, also a very, very brilliant celebrity, and his female impersonators, I can't give enough credit to. Very entertaining to watch. Just, so here's my thing. You want to know why I like this stuff? I like seeing shows where there's a lot of work that has to go into it, okay? I've seen enough in Hollywood, and I've seen enough, you know, in show business where somebody half-weighs it, and it's called entertainment, and they're able to get by with a show. When you see somebody put the work like that into it, it's, I mean, it really deserves its credit. So definitely check out Frank Marino. One of my Pawn Star peeps, many of you guys already know Murray Sawchuk. He was there, the blonde magician that comes on Pawn Stars, and he's world-renowned for his magician. He was there. I still don't know how he does it. Tom will not tell me any secrets to magic, but Murray was up there, had some sort of a of a rolly crate thing. You saw right through it. There was absolutely no way anybody could be hiding in it. There was no, like, backstage because it was just a stage in front of everybody. And here he pulls out a beautiful woman in front of everybody. I don't know how magicians do it, but I think they're gods, okay? You guys are like, wow. I do want to know your secret because it's just on my bucket list. I have to know how you guys do it. So anyway, so we had Divas Day Out. It was excellent. Well done to Beasley Broadcasting in Las Vegas to make such a great event. If you guys ever come to Vegas, you got to check it out whenever Divas Day Out is going on. So, many of you guys were home watching the Oscars Sunday. Here's my problem. I forget that the Oscars is on. And the reason why I forget is, and you'd think I would know because I'm in the media, because I watch a lot of non-network TV. You know, like I'm having my son catch up on House of Cards before the new House of Cards comes out. I watch a lot of the non, I guess, network TV. So all of a sudden there's the Oscars. Okay? And I knew there was, I don't want to say riots. I knew there was demonstrations. I didn't really know much what was going on with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. I know they were mad that he wasn't got nominated, so they, you know, and so I don't know if it was sour grapes or if they were trying to make, you know, a stand. But I heard Chris Rock did a great job. Leonardo DiCaprio finally got his Oscar. Just to really quickly review who won. I guess Best Picture, I haven't seen this one. Spotlight was the winner. Sorry, I don't really get out a lot. Leonardo DiCaprio finally won actor in a leading role. Michael Fassbender did not win to him, but I got to tell you, man, Michael Fassbender is just gorgeous. He doesn't even have to act. He could just stand there, and I'd give him an Academy Award. Actress in a leading role was Brie Larson in the movie Room. I guess there's a movie about a room out there. Don't know. Actor in a supporting role, Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies. Is Bridge of Spies the one with Tom Hanks? I don't know. If so, I do need to see that movie. Actress in a supporting role was Alicia Vikander. Again, I don't know who that is. Danish girl. Animated feature film, Inside Out. I saw Inside Out. The problem with Inside Out was its preview was the best part. So I guess cinematography, The Revenant, I still haven't seen that movie. Costume design, Mad Max Fury Road, again, didn't see it. Director for The Revenant. There was a documentary. I don't know if you guys are really into documentaries, but there was a documentary called Amy, and that won. So, and then you got the hairstyling. Ooh, makeup and hairstyling was Mad Max. So I didn't see it. I heard Chris Rock did a great job. Chris Rock, very, very good when it comes to talking about political issues. It was funny. He was like, this isn't the first time that the Oscars have not had African American, nominees. You know, this has happened 71 times before. He also said a lot of black people did not show up at the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith protest because, you know, they had other things to protest, more important things to protest about. You know, there are more on, you know, there's much more on their plate than who wins best cinematography. So I thought, you know, he did a very, very good job. But all I can say is if you are not white and you are in a film coming up in the next round of Oscar picks, I think you have an amazing, amazing chance of getting an Oscar because I think the Academy is going to want to compensate for what happened this year and they don't want the bad press. So I think they're going to go the other way and just probably give it to everybody who they believe deserves that's not white. So, I don't know, but I guess take that opportunity. Get into a movie and, man, you'll be taking home an Oscar. But I do have to say, I think Leonardo DiCaprio should have won years ago. I don't think, honestly. Well, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got Super Tuesday coming up in less than how many hours? And it looks like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are poised to lead the nation's two major parties. And it looks like Donald Trump is ahead in the polls. Hillary Clinton, with her South Carolina win, is starting to cinch it. Many of you guys have called over the weekend and left your opinions on politics, et cetera. Let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nope. Oh, no worries. No worries.
Sorry for that. Give me 2 seconds and...
It is not a medical question, but if Rubio is considered, he just wants to flood America with as many foreign workers as possible, making second-class citizens out of U.S. workers and taxpayers, and then giving amnesty, and they won't pay taxes. They'll be eligible for EIC. That's negative income tax checks. We don't need that.
You know, one of you also, thank you for, by the way, anytime you guys want to call and leave a message on the answer line, please do. We'll play them at the next time we're on air at 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, one of you had called me asking about the medical marijuana or the marijuana, saying in some states you can't vote if you have a medical marijuana card. So, or if you're on marijuana. So if you can't vote, if you're, then how could you later vote for marijuana laws? Many of you have texted me, and we've obviously, this is a subject that many of us radio hosts are entertaining and holding forums for many of you guys to talk. But, you know, I think what always confuses, I don't want to say confuses me, because obviously it's common sense that this happens, but I guess it always seems to surprise me where you see somebody perform, you see somebody do well, and you think, okay, everyone's going to like him. And I can tell you, I don't see Trump as the front runner with many of the people I talk to. Okay, many people say no. Right, they like Rubio, or they like Cruz, or they like Ben Carson, or they like Hillary, or they like Bernie Sanders. I can't think how many people love Bernie Sanders. Yet Bernie Sanders isn't winning in the polls, except for, you know, the wins that he's had. And so, I don't know, it just kind of makes you wonder. I don't know how to put this, but I ask everybody, okay, and, you know, me as a doctor and me as a radio host, I get to be, in front of thousands of different people of different demographics, of different economic backgrounds, different educational backgrounds, and, you know, who the front runners are don't seem to be what I'm polling. You know, Obama. When Obama was supposedly reelected, okay, when he was reelected, that election where he was up against Romney, not one person told me they were voting for Obama. Not one person was happy with the first 4 years. Many people said it was the worst presidency ever. And again, I know people think that because I don't like Obamacare, I'm leaning one way or the other, all right? But these were people that had no idea. They were new to me. Okay, they had never heard my show, or if they did, they heard that I was very moderate on multiple issues, and they're like, no, and they seemed really adamant, not that they were trying to please the person with their answer, it was a very quick answer, I voted for him once, I'm not doing that again, but he won. So I think a few things are going on. What I think is very fascinating about elections is, one is, you know, people, what you hear doesn't seem to manifest at the, at the polls. Two is how you could listen to what a candidate says and go, wow, gosh, I'm a fan. And then you have other people there going, no, I'm not a fan. Or you could listen to somebody going, I totally disliked what he said. And you have other people go, no, that's what makes him a good president. It blows my mind how we as a human race could differ so much on how we perceive something, yet advertising, the media, food can most of the time tempt us and manipulate us all collectively. Yeah, you see what I'm trying to say? Okay? If Audi or Mercedes wants to make a car, like, is it Mercedes that has the guy from Mad Men doing the commercials? Okay, I don't even have to see the commercial. I hear the voice and I immediately go, wow, Okay, then this must be an amazing car. He played a role. Don Draper. He was a role in Mad Men. They use his voice, they use that commercial, and they know how to just, you know, titillate the senses. They know exactly what to do. Hershey's. They have that little bell commercial with the little chocolate bells, okay? And you look at that during the holidays, and you just feel happy when you see the last bell ding-a-ling, you know, at the end of the song. So if a media campaign, if an advertising company knows exactly how to promote something to make you think favorably about a product, how is it that a candidate could go up there and say just what, because you know publicity people are behind these candidates, and not have such a collective feeling about what they did? Okay, like Marco Rubio. I think Marco Rubio has done exceptional in the debates. Very, very well spoken. But unfortunately, he's starting to make fun of Trump's skin color with the self-tanner and the plugging up his pores and things like that. So I don't know if that puts him in the best light. It's starting to look a little bit more, you know, childish or whatever. But for the most part, with the exception of the immigration, he really gets a lot of people like him. Not with immigration. Then you have Trump. Here's Trump. We don't know what the heck is going on with the KKK endorsement. Okay? I mean, he should have handled that straight on. Didn't. And then he says he couldn't hear on the mic, or I don't know what's going on. But you have some people that love him, and other people will look at that going, huh? What? Hillary. All right? We have Hillary who, from what we are being told, has violated some pretty severe laws. And no. Like, water off a duck's back. No, she's leaving the polls. Do people not care? Are people not seeing the message? I'm wondering, where are the advertising firms? Where are the marketers? It just, I don't know, it just blows my mind to see the diversity of how the message comes across. You know, Trump, he dropped a real whopper in the last debate. I've been a very, very big fan of his economic strength and his perception that he could get the economy back on track. I've been very, very impressed with that aspect of him. But then when he kind of dropped the bomb that he would kind of negotiate with the surrounding enemy nations of Israel to try to come up with an agreement, all of a sudden it was like, whoa, 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 what? And so, you know, you just kind of wonder, are they all doing this wrong? I mean, I'm not saying everybody should love a political candidate and go, ah. I mean, that's kind of what happened with Hitler. Hitler had come in while they were all struggling economically and got the majority to go, ah. You know, and who knows, maybe that's what Obama did. The recession was just starting. People were sick of the Bush family, and he got in. But it's very, very interesting. So absolutely, even though this is, you know, I don't want to call it a medical show because there's a lot of medical news that we're going to get to, but it's an everything show. We talk about everything. So please, I welcome all your opinions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 Fluoride fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have more questions and comments I'd like to get to. Let's go back to the phone lines. Some of you had left messages over the weekend. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm a pharmacist from Las Vegas. I just want to comment on probably after our show here. As a Democrat, I only hope and I pray that God loves me. If Mr. Trump gets a nomination for the Republican Party to run as a president for presidency, I can only imagine what world leaders are saying to themselves right now. Putin, whether it's our enemy or our friend, when they see the debates on television from Cruz, Rubio, and Trump, it's embarrassing. Never mind if you're Democrat or Republican. It's embarrassing as a citizen to see guys behave like a junior high school, elementary kids in the backyard or in recess. These guys seriously are trying to become my president. It's really sad. It's a sad day for this country. If Obama could run again for president, he'll win again the presidency, no questions asked, because the competition there is non-existent. Thank you. Have a good day.
First of all, if you're a pharmacist, God bless you. I love our pharmacists out there. I disagree with a couple of things you say. I really appreciate what you do for my patients and our patients. If Obama was running the third term, I guess I had said I haven't met one person that was going to vote for Obama again in the previous election. Well, I guess there's another one who would, so I guess I stand corrected. But, you know, he brings up some very, you know, what I got when I listened to him, and he had some other stuff earlier. He had talked about with Obamacare and Romney Care. He had brought that up, but the sound didn't come out very well, so I couldn't play it. Is the frustration we have if there's a president that we don't want, okay? I you know, some of you have said you've been very lucky. Everybody you've ever wanted for president made it, okay, until Obama. and then some of you are like, nobody I have ever voted for won. And, I mean, that's got to be frustrating. You know, we're taught at a young age to, you know, take control, make things happen. Don't just watch things happen or wonder what happened. Take control, make things happen. You control your life, not somebody else. If you want to get a job, you get a job. You know, if you want to get an education, you go out there and get one. And so when you have that, and America offers that opportunity. Thank God. There's student loans, there's grants, there's financial aid, there's et cetera. So we're taught at an early age, don't just sit and cry that things can't happen to you. You go out there and you do it. So then when you get a president or you watch this election, and I think a lot of us are going, okay, maybe I like Trump more than the other guys, but are we really ready for a President Trump? You know, what are we getting? Are we really ready for a President Clinton, a President Hillary Clinton? You know, it starts to make you wonder because we don't have control. Yes, we could vote, and the vote is extremely important. Vote. But I got to tell you, having voted in a lot of elections, I don't feel the power. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to vote. I'm still telling everybody to vote. You got to vote. But I, you know, it's very frustrating when you try to make a change and you want to make a change and you want to kind of control the future or not control the future, but help guide the future, and you can't. So the pharmacist I called, I hear him. I mean, even though he's on the other side of the aisle from what I think about when it comes to healthcare and stuff like that, I see how frustrated he is. And I get that, which is why I don't care if you're Democrat, Independent, Republican, you know, have a passion for the system, okay, have a passion for it and want to make change. It's the people that don't care, that go, I don't really give a damn and I'm not voting. Those are the ones that really bug me. I don't mind if you know, you and I differ. I just want to hear your opinion. Now, when we talk about healthcare, and we've talked about which candidate, you know, stands for what, and it's been very confusing, I think more and more, as much as I want to fight it, and we've talked about socialized medicine, etc. You're having a lot of people who couldn't stand Obamacare now start to sway and say, we got to have single payer. We have to have a uniform type of healthcare or socialized. And you see them swallow on their vomit when they say that. But the system is so messed up and the insurance companies have gone so berserk with their rates that I think a lot of people are feeling that they want to feel the freebies. For example, I had a patient that came in last week who said, look, I lost my insurance. And the only insurance I could buy is about $1,200 a month. Yet my coworker, who doesn't claim, I guess, as much income as I do, has his insurance practically for free. How do I get free insurance? I'm paying for him. And I think a lot, you know, remember I told you there was that college experiment where the teacher gave everybody a test. You had people get A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's, okay? And then the teacher said, look, no matter what, no matter how hard you study, y'all are going to get the same grade next test. I'm not sure how this panned out. But I guess the people who got A's and B's, they didn't study. The people that got the F's and the D's, well, they didn't study because they were going to get the same grade no matter what. And everybody got the same grade, but people grumbled because even the ones who would have gotten A's and B's, they still wanted to feel like they could attain an A and a B if they wanted to, but they sure took advantage of the freebie. They're like, you know what? I'm going to get the same grade anyway, so why not? So you're seeing a lot of people go, you know what? I think I want the subsidies. You know, I think I want the freebie insurance. And so once you promise healthcare for everybody, which, by the way, I think we should, if we're a smart nation, have some sort of healthcare for everybody, which is why I was recommending, can we please have the clinics? I think it's stupid to hand out a card. A laminated card is not making people well. Having the clinics there that people could just walk into and go to without going broke, that I think does more than handing them an Obamacare card or a Medicaid card or a Medicare card. But that's just me. But you have now promised insurance for all. There is no way a candidate, a political candidate in our next generation is going to be able to go in on the news and say, sorry, no, you have to earn your health care. All right. I think we are all sick and tired of the health care issue that a lot of people will say, look, Obamacare stinks, but can we at least have a system where there's some basic health care? And then if we want extra, we pay for it or we figure out a way where it's not overly expensive. And I think that's what a lot of people want. So when you hear very intelligent people like the pharmacist, all right, who in his earlier, that again, you couldn't really listen, get the audio on it because of, I don't know if he was on a cell phone or whatever. You know, when you have somebody intelligent, there's a lot of doctors out there pro Obamacare. You're like, I don't get that. How could you have the same education as I do and think Obamacare is good? When you hear their argument of, look, okay, Obamacare may stink, but how do you get insurance for everybody? How do you, you know, how do you deal with insurance companies that are hiking their rates? Obamacare personally made that worse, but there's going to be such a push for socialized medicine. I don't want socialized medicine. I think it's going to be horrible, but what's going to happen is the system is going to get so bad from the Affordable Health Care Act that people are going to be begging for a public option or a socialized medicine option, which was what the whole trick was in the beginning. That's exactly what Pelosi, Obama, and everybody wanted. Fine. You refuse the public option, we'll have you begging for it soon. And that's what we're having. We're having educated people say, look, guys, this is what we need. This is what we want. And, you know, we're stuck. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.